Daniel chapter 3. This whole message is centered around my last point. So I got to preach the message to get to my last point. I want to be an encouragement. Amen. I want to help somebody this morning. And if you're here and you're going through something, guess what? He loves you.
Yes, he does.
He loves you. Daniel chapter 3, if you're there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Very familiar scripture to anybody that's associated with this church. You've heard this scripture many, many times. I love preaching from it. Amen. Daniel chapter 3, look at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come and to dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages." He said, that's everybody. "That what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, palstry, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." That's the command. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for the songs. Thank you for Matt. Thank you, God, for your blessings upon us right now. Thank you for those already on the altar. God, and I pray right now, Lord, there's somebody else in this building right now, God, going through a hard time, going through a fire, God. And God, I pray, God, you would help them, encourage them today, Lord. Whatever's done, get us out of the way, because, Lord, it ain't about us right now. It's about Jesus. Help us right now in all we do to honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Found a few little quotes as I was studying this. I had a thought come to me this week, and I called a couple of friends of mine just to kind of make sure I was on the right track about this thought. And the thought was the original firefighters. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we know in the book of Daniel about these guys. They were thrown into the fire. You know, and my thing is this. When I was a state trooper, I had no problems getting in car chases. I had no problems fighting drunks. I had no problem getting in shootouts. Amen? That was just my mindset. When I come to Lancaster, and they wanted me to be the chaplain of the fire department. Greg, I went and talked to the fire chief, and I said, I don't mind being a chaplain. I'll stand outside and pray for y'all. I am not going in a burning building. That is out. That ain't my cup of tea. Now, we got some folks associated with the fire department in here, and some people just love it. Some people just, you know, that's their mindset. They love it. I think they're crazy. I'm just being honest with you. I mean, people think I'm crazy. I didn't mind getting in shootouts. People think I'm crazy, but it's all in what you know. And I got thinking about it. I looked up some things. Somebody said this. This is quoted from the Fireman's Journal from 1879. "When fire is cried and danger is nigh, God and the firemen are the people's cry. But when 'tis out and all things righted, God is forgotten and the fireman is slighted." Sounds like today, don't it? That's kind of how we are. You ever notice that's kind of, when you in the fire right then, when you're facing with the fire, you don't mind calling out. But when everything settles down and everything goes back to normal, we don't think about it a whole lot. But I want to preach a little while on the original fireman. I want to preach a little while on basically what it means to be a fireman this morning. Number one, I want you to understand something. Firefighters got to be brave. There ain't no cowards on the fire department. Amen. And I want to be that fireman that I am preaching about this morning. The Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible says, "And there are certain Jews whom thou set over the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods. They worship not the golden image which thou hast set up." In other words, when the music kicked in, Brother Tony, everybody else bowed down. Y'all have heard me preach this before. Everybody else, and when everybody else bows down, them three guys stood out like a sore thumb. They were not cowards. They were somebody that had some substance about them. They were somebody that had some bravery about them. I don't believe Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked over at each other and said, "What you gonna do?" They knew what they were going to do when the sound of the music started. Preacher Buddies, he told me something years ago. He said, "Set your convictions now so when you're faced with it down the road, you'll know how you're going to handle it." I'm telling you right now, folks, it's time that you and I, as Christians, stand up for what we believe in. Preacher Kevin said it good the other night. He said, "It's time for the church to get off the defensive and go back on the offensive." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew they were not going to bow down. And then when they were faced with the king said, "Listen, I'm going to give you one more chance. I'm going to give you one more opportunity. We're going to do all this again. And when you hear the sound of the music, when you hear everything," and basically this is just putting it in my words, they preached that, they said, "Listen, you ain't got to start up the music because we ain't bowing down." Amen. It's one thing to be out there in the middle of the crowd. Now you're standing before the king. Now you're standing before the one that can heat that furnace up seven times more. And they basically said, "Listen, O king, we are not careful to answer thee. We know whom we believe in, and our God is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. But if he don't, we still ain't going to bow down." That's somebody that had a backbone about them, amen. That's what we need in our life more. We need more Christians that'll stand up and do what's right. This was a conscious decision on their part to do what was right. Do you hear what I just said? It was a conscious decision on their part to do what was right. You got to make that decision this morning. Listen, what was it John Wayne said about being brave? He said that's when you're faced with fear and you saddle up anyhow. Being brave ain't got nothing to do with being fearless. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm not tooting my own horn this morning, but let me tell you something. I've seen firemen run into buildings. I've seen firemen stick their hands in burning cars. That ain't got nothing to do with being fearless. It's got to do with being brave. I've been in situations as a police officer, Greg, where I've seen people run from the situation. I've seen people try to hide from the situation when somebody else is down there in the fight. Not that we were fearless. I was scared. The night I got shot, I was scared to death. And I could have made my mind up. I'm just going to sit down in this car and he's going to shoot me in the head and I'll be gone. Hey, no, I wanted to live. I wanted to fight. Hey, you got to have a mindset. Hey, they ain't going to run over me. The devil ain't going to run over me. Hey, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the mindset. I'm going to do what God wants me to do, no matter what else everybody else is doing. Amen. Firefighters had to be brave. How many of y'all remember the pictures and the videos of the World Trade Center? Everybody else running out of the building, and then police officers and firemen running into the building. Just do what's right. Just do what's right. Firefighters not only have to be brave, they have to be trained. Now, if you go back to Daniel chapter 1, we find where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel are faced with something. They're faced, they come in and they want, these guys are going to be working for the king. These guys are going to be working in the palace. They don't want no skinny, ugly people working in the palace. So what they do, they said, we're going to give you all the king's meat. We're going to give you all the king's dainties, I think is what the King James says. We want you to eat. We want you to get fluffed up. We want you to look good because you're going to be with the king. And that went against what their diet was supposed to be as Jews. And Shadrach and Daniel basically comes to him and said, listen, I tell you what you do. You just give us some beans and water, and you test us in about 10 days, and you see don't we look better than they look? Hey, because our God's on the throne. And I'm telling you right now, they were trained right then. They knew right then that God was able to do what they needed to do. And understand something. You and I, how do you get trained, preacher? Well, you come to Sunday school. How do you get trained, preacher? You come to church on Sunday morning. You come to church on Sunday night. You come to church on Wednesday night. Guess what? On Sunday night and Wednesday night, the preacher still preaches out of a King James Bible. He still opens up the Word of God. We still worship God just like we do on Sunday morning. Hey, when you want to get trained, you don't... Wonder how many firemen, Brother David, would make the cut if they skipped out on the training. None. When I was going through patrol school, when I was going through the training, Wes, that I had to go through to be a state trooper, hey, they almost kicked me out because my granddad passed away. No, it was my grandmama. My grandmother passed away. I had to leave like on a Wednesday. They come pick me up. The funeral was Friday. I didn't go back till the next. We had to be back on Sunday night. They talked about kicking me out because I missed 2 days. Well, you missed training. Thank God there was somebody there that helped me make it up. But I'm just telling you, we are being trained, folks. We are being trained at Christians. We are being trained as godly firefighters. We have got to be there. We've got to go through the training. Hey, if you want to go through the training, guess what? That's what happens on your job on Monday. That's what happens in your family on Tuesday. That's what happens, hey, in life. We got to go through the training to get to where God wants us to be. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they face this fire, understand something. When they face this fire, they already knew what was going to happen. We ain't bowing down. We ain't quitting. We ain't going to stop. I thought about David was trained with a lion and a bear. Amen? Amen. David was trained with a lion and a bear to face Goliath. Understand something. If you want to be trained, if you want to be the Christian you're supposed to be, if you want to be this godly firefighter that I'm trying to preach about this morning, then be back tonight. Be back on Wednesday night and come to Sunday school. Don't be one of them Sunday morning onlys. We talked about this morning in Sunday school some of those seeds that sprung up and the cares of life choked them out. That's that Sunday morning only crowd, folks. Hold on, I'm going to get to the good part. I told you this whole message is based on my last point. So sometimes you got to endure it to get to the dessert, amen? All firefighters must obey orders. You don't have firefighters running around going off on their own. When they pull up on a scene, there's somebody in charge. You must obey the orders. When I got to think, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego knew what their orders were. Their orders had come all the way back, Brother David, from Exodus chapter 20. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them. Hey, they had the orders already set in stone. They knew when they got there, I know what I got to do, and I'm going to do what my God wants me to do. Whew. I found this little illustration. Listen, and I thought about it. Even at the risk of death, Alan, they were obeying orders. I love the movie Fireproof. I don't know if any of y'all have seen that. Pretty good movie. And I've seen firefighters and I've seen police officers do things that did not make sense. You roll up to a fire and there's certain situations and somebody's got to go in. When they tell you to suit up, you suit up. Well, this fire's hotter than the last one. I don't know if I can do that. Guess what? You won't be no fireman no more. You know, there's a lot of orders that you have to obey before you get out there on the scene to be a fireman. Some of y'all ain't gonna like this, but guess what? How many, anybody in there ever spent much time in a fire department? Raise your hand if you spent much time in a fire department. You know what firemen do most of all? They don't fight fire is not what they do most of the time. Most of the time, they're cleaning equipment. Am I right? Most of the time, that fire engine is spotless. Those hoses are rolled up just exactly like they're supposed to be. That fire engine is checked and checked and checked and checked. Those oxygen tanks are checked and checked and checked until it's monotonous. But I'm telling you right now, when it's monotonous at the fire station, it feels mighty good when you're out there at the scene of a fire and that hose starts rolling off that truck just like it's supposed to be. And if that's your mama and your daddy on the inside of that house, burn it up. You glad that fireman went monotonous at the tank, glory to God, and monotonous at the highway, at the department, so he could get out there and do what he needed to do at your house. The rules we got to obey. I read a story one time. This guy had a dog, and when I read this story, it reminded me a lot of Benji and his dog, Wake. This guy was worked with the Forestry Commission. He had this dog, David, went with him everywhere he went. And he got to this one spot in the woods, and he set his pail down. Greg had his lunch in it. And he told his dog, he said, "You stay here and guard my pail." The dog sat down and laid right down beside that pail. He got off working. Somehow or another, a fire started. Most of us can imagine what happened. He got cut off from his dog. And when the fire was put out, he went back to the spot. And there the dog was laying beside that pail, that lunch pail. Because he was obedient to his master, even to death. And the man was quoted saying, "I have to be careful what I tell him to do. Because if I tell him to do it, he's going to do it." That's the kind of Christian I want to be. I want to be that Christian that follows orders. I want to be that Christian that's going to do what he says do, even in the face of death. Because that's the kind of Christian he deserves. That's the kind of Christian that Matt was singing about this morning. I leaned over and told Preacher's dad, "If all you got's a hallelujah, that's all he wants." How many of us just this morning didn't obey the orders to worship? We didn't obey the orders to pray. We didn't obey the orders to read our Bibles. And we want to know why we ain't prepared for the fire. Firefighters have got to obey orders. Now listen to this, and I'm getting close to, hold on. You only go into a fire when it is absolutely necessary. You don't run into a fire to save a piece of furniture. You don't send firemen into a fire to save a piece of furniture. Now, they some folks, you know, I hope my house don't ever catch on fire. I hope that. I won't ever forget going over to David's that night when that house was on fire. I hope I never have to go through that. But I know without a doubt, you know, ladies, a lot of times they'll go back, they try to get them pictures and them little mementos. Firemen don't do that. When firemen roll up on the scene, it is serious. Most of the time, firemen will not go into a structure fire to save the building. There's only one reason you go into a fire, that's to save a life. For the most part, that's the only reason you go into a fire. And you only go into a fire when it's absolutely necessary. And I'm telling you right now, it was absolutely necessary for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be in that fire that day. That was a lesson to be learned in that fire that day. We know when they got into the fire, we know somebody else showed up. We know when they got into the fire, we know that the fire, hey, it burned off all the things that were holding them back. The fire burned off all the ropes. The fire burned off all the stuff. They were able to go into the fire and worship and honor and glorify God. My last point is this. If you're in the fire this morning, we've already had folks on this altar in the fire. We got other people in this church. You're in a fire today. It's hard. It's tough. It's rough. How many of y'all know who makes the determination who goes into the fire? The chief. You don't go into a fire without his say-so. And if you're in the fire this morning, it's because the chief said so. Justin, come up here a minute. Stand up on the pulpit. I thought about this morning. Wanted to use this just kind of an example. Just stand right there, buddy. Most of us know this young man. I've seen him grow up. I've always kind of prided myself. I used to go over to Melvin's about 3 times a week and we'd work out. In fairly good shape. Brother David's in fairly good shape. But let me ask you a question. If you're the chief, you gonna send 2 old broken down nuts like me and David into the fire? Or are you sending him? Let me tell you something. You could strap all the material you wanted to on this young man, and he'd never back up. You load me and David down with that kind of stuff, and even though, let me tell you something, I'd do the best I could for you. Especially if it was my children or your children, I'd do the best I could. I'd go in there with everything I had, but chances are I might not come out. So if I'm in a fire and I'm the chief, and I got a young man like this right here that can take everything and, I mean, go in there, drag you out, bring you back out, do what he needs to do. Am I sending him into the fire or am I sending me or David? I'm sending him into fire because he's able and I know he can take it. If you're in the fire this morning, you ain't by yourself, and you didn't go in there by accident. You went in there because there was a chief named Jesus that knew you were able, thank you, Justin, that knew you were able to take the fire. And you, and the thing about it is, any good chief, if he has to, he'll go in there with you. And if you're in the fire this morning, you let me tell you something right now. You understand something right now. You ain't in the fire by yourself. Hey, understand something. My God, have mercy. When they got in the fire, Brother Tony, he was there to meet them. Who was already in the fire when they got there? Jesus was already in the fire when they got there. Who was in the fire when they got out? The chief stayed in the fire when they got out. Understand something. Hey, I want to be that heavenly fireman. I want to be that spiritual fireman that I'm trying to preach about this morning. Understand something. I know when I go through the fire, he's going to be with me. I know when I go through the troubles and trials, he's the one that said so. He's the one that okayed it. Hey, that's what happened with Job. God okayed it. So if you're in the fire, and I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes it's tough. I don't know about y'all, but I burn my hand on the stove and I have a fit. I've gone through some tough times. We all have. Sometimes it just seems like somebody else's fire is a lot hotter than mine. And so what I need to do is when David and Jenny's in the fire, and they're suited up, and they're fighting the fire, and I know the chief's in there with them, I need to be on the outside, ready to back them up with everything I got. Amen. And I need to be encouraging them. I need to be letting them know that there's somebody on the outside. That if you need me,
yes,
I'm coming in too. I'm coming in too. What kind of fire are you facing this morning?